The best way to handle long-term care expenses. I'll explain next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations, that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, you may very well be aware I have a YouTube channel. It's free when you subscribe, and you may want to consider doing that. It's called Three Dimensional Wealth because I post an in-depth answer to a financial question almost on a daily basis. And recently, I recorded an educational video regarding long-term care expenses. And if you're not aware of what I'm talking about, these are the types of expenses that oftentimes elderly people incur when they have a long-term illness or they have to go to a rehab center or a nursing home, sometimes for months and months, and that can get very, very expensive. In fact, it could easily drain in excess of $100,000, $200,000 or more of your assets in a matter of months or a year or two based upon certain illnesses. And so people have always asked me as a retirement planning specialist what I think about insuring for long-term care expenses. And so let me share with you what I think is the best way to sort of prepare for that contingency for long-term care. Now, there is such a thing as traditional long-term care insurance, and I've never been a big proponent of that. It's rather expensive. You have to keep paying premiums into that policy, and it is something that you pay into during the golden years of your life, so it's going to gobble up several hundred dollars a month, maybe even in excess of $1,000 a month, depending upon what kind of a benefit you're wanting. But it can drain a lot of your resources, but it could insure you so that you're not wiped out. Now, a lot of people don't understand there's two other ways that you could actually fund long-term care needs. One that I've always been in favor of is a maximum funded indexed universal life insurance contract. When it is structured correctly and funded properly, it allows you to accumulate your money tax-free under Section 72E of the Internal Revenue Code, which has been around for more than a century. You can access money tax-free, including all your gain. And when you ultimately die, it will blossom. Anything left in there in cash value will increase and transfer income tax-free to your heirs. Now, if you were to accumulate money in one of these, and if you do it correctly and fund it properly, it knocks the socks off of most traditional IRAs and 401ks as far as accumulation. In fact, I've averaged 9.62% rate of return on a max funded indexed universal life insurance contract. And when it's structured correctly, I call it a LASER fund. LASER is an acronym that stands for Liquid Asset Safely Earning Returns. And so many times people have earned an average of 9 netting 8 because about one of the percentage points you earn actually pays for the insurance that the IRS says has to be there or it will not be tax-free. But it's really not a cost, it's a benefit, because at the end of the day, if I sock away $500,000, let's say, over a five-year period, and that $500,000 doubles every, you know, 7.5 years at 9.6%, a half a million doubles to a million in 7.5 years, and a million doubles to 2 million in another 7.5 years. So in 15 years, now you got 2 million. Well, it doubles again to 4 million and doubles again to 8 million. In 30 years, $500,000 can grow to $8 million, and that $8 million can generate payouts of 8 to 10% tax-free without depleting principal. And that is more than double what a lot of people experience out of traditional IRAs and 401ks invested in the market, where the financial services industry says you should only pull out 4% a year. That's called the 4% rule. And so 8% payouts on $1 million is twice as much as a 4% payout. $80,000 is twice as much as $40,000. But see, if you need long-term care expenses and you're earning a better rate of return and you have $1 million or $8 million, whatever you've accumulated, you can access that money anytime you want, totally tax-free in the event of long-term care expenses. But some of these policies also have what is called an accelerated death benefit rider, where the death benefit, if you are insured for $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, you can actually access part of the death benefit without dying if you have a long-term care need or a terminal illness where you know you're going to pass away probably in the next 2 or 3 years. And that illness requires medical attention that runs up a lot of bills that you can't afford. Well, you can actually tap into the death benefit early. That's called an accelerated death benefit rider. But many people that I've helped have actually had enough money to be able to just tap into their laser fund tax-free and take care of these long-term care expenses. And it's money that they have sort of as gravy on top of what they would have earned had they followed the herd and put their money in traditional IRAs and 401ks. Now, there is such a thing as an asset-based long-term care insurance, and that's sort of the same thing I've been talking about. But if you have money that is sitting in some bank or credit union earning less than 1%, and that's your rainy day fund, what happens is, let's say you have $100,000 socked away in a bank or credit union. Well, you can use that for long-term care. If you decide you want to just pull out the money, you can pull out the $100,000. If you die, you leave behind $100,000, okay? But it's earning a pathetic rate of return. In actuality, there are insurance companies that will let you transfer that money out of the bank or credit union, let's say $100,000, from one pocket to another pocket on your balance sheet. And if you want to pull out the money anytime, you can. If you die, you still leave behind the $100,000. But if you need long-term care, the insurance company will give you benefits, $346,000 right off the bat if you had to go into a long-term care facility. And if you didn't need it till you were age 80, it might pay out as much as $647,000 in long-term care. Now, I'm talking a lot about numbers right now, but all I'm saying is so many people simply don't know what they don't know because you can't be aware of something you're not aware of. And whenever I meet people or we teach people at our educational events, they go, whoa, well, I've never heard of that before. And I go, well, yeah, if you've got money just sitting in a bank or a credit union earning less than 1%, you're rowing upstream at the rate of 1 mile an hour at the best, and the current of inflation is coming down at 9, 10, 11, 12, you're going backwards. And if that's earmarked as a rainy day fund for long-term care expenses, my heavens, at least transfer it over and end up with a benefit of $350,000 to $650,000, and you can still pull out your $100,000 if you don't use it, and when you die, you still leave behind $100,000. But my favorite would be a maximum funded indexed insurance contract, because that will earn a rate of return that traditionally has been far better than IRAs and 401ks invested in a volatile market. Now, if this is beginning to arouse a little bit of curiosity and you go, wow, I've never heard of this before. I need to learn about this laser fund. I need to understand how to optimize my assets, because you are like many Americans who sort of have their head in the sand, so to speak, and they just follow the herd and put money into traditional IRAs and 401ks in the market. And when they approach retirement, they finally realize, wait a minute. I've been a saver, and I'm not going to be in a lower tax bracket. Yeah, I've been saying this for 30 years. If you're a saver, I can almost assure you, you will be in as high or higher tax bracket during your golden years as you were ever in during your earning years. I've seen this with school teachers. This is because people continue to defer, and they then need to withdraw the money and take RMDs, required minimum distributions, or else they're going to be penalized 50%. They take that out on top of their other income, Social Security, defined benefit pension, if they're a school teacher, police officer, whatever. They're shocked because they're paying as much or more in taxes as they ever saved during the 30 years that they were contributing money. And so this is what I call the tax trap.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
How some retirees have saved $100,000 to $1.2 million in unnecessary tax. I'll explain that next. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, I've been talking about some of the merits of one of my favorite financial instruments, where I personally recommend that retirees have anywhere from 40 to 60% of their retirement assets repositioned. It takes about 5 years at a minimum to comply with IRS rules so that this particular account or accounts, if you want to diversify, will generate tax-free income. So what do I mean by this? It's sad because I feel that most fiduciaries are actually costing their clients thousands in unnecessary tax. And in the financial services industry, you hear the term fiduciary. And what does that mean? It means that as an advisor, you're supposed to put your client's interest ahead of your own, okay? Now, that sounds wonderful, and they think they're doing that because many times they say, well, we're fee-based instead of commission-based. Well, I've seen many fee-based advisors that charge 1% or more on whatever your nest egg grows to the rest of your life for 30 or 40 years. And when you add it all up, that fee-based advisor has made over $1 million on your nest egg that you started out with, $500,000, even if they were to earn 9.6% returns like I've averaged on my laser fund. And you would shell out about $1 million in fees by the time you retire, and especially by the time you pass away. So I'm thinking, oh, really? Was that less expensive? Because a laser fund, usually the compensation to an advisor to set one of those up, which is sort of self-managing, is only about $20,000, $25,000, and it's over and done with. I never made any money on what my client's money was doing, except when they started a new account. I was compensated when money went in. I never made money every year on their money, whereas most fee-based advisors charge you every year based upon your assets, whether they made money for you or not. Now, I'm not here trying to argue the difference between fee-based and commission-based, except that sometimes fiduciaries act like, well, if they're fee-based, then they are a true fiduciary looking out for your best interest, and that just isn't true, okay? Now, what really bothers me is when I actually see a group of advisors and I'm educating them on, okay, how many of you have clients that are savers and you can tell that they are saving enough money that they will have $3-5 million in their nest egg, and you know, based upon what's going on in the government today, that they will not be in a lower tax bracket when they retire. They will be in as high or higher bracket as they've ever been in. And they raise their hand. I go, then why are you continuing to counsel them to defer and procrastinate paying tax and to some future perceived unknown advantage when you're convinced they're going to be in a higher tax bracket? you're not looking out for their best interest. And they get this, you know, the blood drains out of their face and they go, oh, my heavens, I never thought of it that way. Because so many times I think advisors are not looking at the big picture. You know, many CPAs and tax attorneys, they ask you, well, do you want to save some tax this year? Well, yeah, well, then contribute to a 401k or do this or hold back from taking any money out of your IRA or 401k until you're 72 and then take RMDs, thinking they're saving you tax maybe in a given year, but they're actually compounding it. When you look at the big picture, and years ago, I developed this software that would actually show people the darkness of the night if they kept deferring in traditional IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457s, these qualified plans, defer, and then continue to put it off until they had to start withdrawing it. It used to be age 70 and a half, now it's age 72, because if you don't start taking money out of your IRAs and 401ks starting at age 72, based upon the government's life expectancy formula, the penalty is 50%. If you have $1 million nest egg at age 72, if your life expectancy is 20 more years, you have to take out 1/20 of your $1 million nest egg. That's 50 grand. If you don't, the penalty's 25,000, 50% on the 50 you should have taken out, plus tax on top of that. And so the government wants that money out in tax before you die so they can tax it again when you do die, okay? But see, it's the worst advice I've heard for most Americans. And so this is where I came up with this software that would show people the brightness of their future if they would just get the money out. The tax is over and done with sooner than later in today's lower tax brackets, and then reposition the net after tax money. If you don't need the money to live on, you just reposition it into something that's going to be tax-free from now on the rest of your life. And when you ultimately die, anything left in there will blossom and transfer income tax-free, thereby many times reimbursing many fold the taxes you incurred. So your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, they're not out anything. In fact, they're better off doing a strategic rollout than a rollover. In fact, the worst place, most CPAs and tax attorneys will agree, if they know their stuff, the worst place to leave your money when you die is in a yet-to-be-taxed IRA and 401k, especially to non-spousal heirs. I can prove that to you mathematically. And so many times people would come when they were approaching retirement, and I would look at their portfolio, and they might have, you know, $2.6 million or whatever accumulated, and I go, way to go. And they calculated that they could possibly, based upon their rates of return, generate about $160,000 a year of income out of that portfolio. And then they had another $40,000 from maybe a school teacher pension, maybe their Social Security or whatever. And they go, hey, Doug, we think we're going to have $200,000 a year. And I go, way to go. But there is one problem that I can see. And they go, well, what's that? And I go, well, all $200,000 a year is going to show up on the front page of your 1040 tax return. And they would go, you mean there's another way? And I go, yeah. And they go, well, where have you been? I said, I've been here all along. You've had your blinders on following the herd. And so I show them a strategic rollout. And in 5 years, we have done this thousands of times for people. In 5 years, we were able to get that $200,000 of taxable income whittled down to $80,000 of taxable income. They still have $200,000 of income, but $120,000 of it now is tax-free. The IRS knows they're receiving it. They know everything. But it's not deemed earned passive or portfolio income. And if you have income that's not one of those three, there is no tax. Okay, it's that cut and dried. And so we took their income that is on their 1040 tax return from $200,000 down to $80,000. You do that over a life expectancy. And if you do the math, we save people $800,000, $900,000, well over $1 million. We saved one couple $1.2 million of unnecessary tax. There was a California couple. We took from the highest tax bracket while we were doing the rollout down to a 0% tax bracket. They weren't satisfied in getting 60% of their income to be tax-free. They wanted 100%. And so they ended up with $4 million after tax. And that $4 million has now doubled in the last 7.5 years to $8 million. And that $8 million this year has generated well over $800,000. They only need $300,000 a year to live on. And so they had an extra $500,000 they made. They are outpacing inflation, and that's one of the biggest things that's going to cause most people to outlive their money.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.